Okay, we're on Hey Ahmed Aleph. Okay, so we're by we'll just go back in Rav Yosef. Anyway, we're talking about the egg, according to Rav and Shmuel, an egg that was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be also on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and we had a bit of a, maybe things should went back after the Tikkun of Rav Yochanan Zakkai. It should be that maybe as soon as he started accepting the Eidos, it should not be Yom HaRichtu anymore. So, Rav Yosef Amar Afmatan Rav Yochanan Zakkai Ve'elach Beit Asura. It's still Asura even after the Tikkuna. My timer, heavy dover from minyan, is a dover that was basically prohibited, this egg, by a halachic vote. Mechol dover from minyan, and anything that was prohibited in a halachic vote, tzorich minyan acher, you would need another halachic vote to permit it, lahatiroi. Now, so this is what we're focusing on now, this is a new bit. Ama Rav Yosef, mina aminala. Where do I see this? Basically, that you need... But once something is prohibited, and even if the reason of the prohibition doesn't exist anymore, so you would think it would be permissible. Nevertheless, you have to go ahead and make a psak that it's mutter. Now, what?
When he came along and got rid of this thing,
good. That's the Gemara is going to say there. Very good. Okay, but first of all, we're just in the world of proving this halachic principle. How do we know? Yeah, if you have to put. Actively permit something even though it should naturally be mutter anyway. The Gemara is going to explain itself, and we're going to go through this, and Rashi basically says wait till Amud Beis. We're going to explain it because it's going to be more explained. So we're going to have like three sources to this principle. So which from Rabbi Yosef. Okay. So again, Amar Rabbi Yosef Mina Aminallah. Where do I learn it from? Dichsif. This is the first this is where we're Mati or something, Hashem is Mati or something. It says Leich. Go, Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, Amor Lahem, say to Klal Yisrael, Shuvu Lachem, you can go back, Lo'oleichem, back to your tents. Right, and we're going to speak about what that means, okay? Ve'oimer, a second proof. Right, whenever you say Ve'oimer, it's another proof of the same vein. Yeah? Bimshoich ha'yovel, and that with the blowing of the yovel, okay, Heima ya'alu bahar, they may go back, they may climb Har Sinai. Okay, Rashi says we're going to explain this on our base. But Tanya, this is a review from Rosh Hashanah. Kerem Ravoy. There was Kerem Ravoy, that's produce of the fourth year from his vineyard. Haya Oile Yushalayim, you had to take it to Yushalayim, the actual fruits themselves. Mahalich Yom Echad, if it was in a range of a walking day's distance, L'chol Tzad to all sides of Yerushalayim. V'zehi Tuchuma, this is its Tuchuma. Let's just speak this out, that if you've got Perus of Netzer Avoy, right, there's a special dispensation that you're allowed to actually take the Kedusha and put it on money, because it's more practical. So, and that's totally fine. But they made a Tikkun that if you're close, within the range of a walking distance of a mile of Yerushalayim, then you should actually schlep the actual Perus themselves. And this is its Tichum, the boundaries. Yeah. Elas Minha Dorom. And Akravas is another place. Minha Tzofon is from the Tzofon, which changes the Gerser over here. Lud, and the place of Lud is Mina Marov, is to the west. And Yarden, and the Yarden is to the Mina Mizrah. Okay, so those are all within a day's distance. But Amar Ula said, Ula, why do we do this? Why do the Chachamim insist that you bring up the fruits themselves? It's Kedela Ater, it's to crown or beautify Shuke, the markets. Of Yerushalayim, the peiros. It's going to look gishmak. All these peiros, these grapes dangling down. Some people say it's different fruits as well. Yeah, but Tanya, we have a brisa. So Kerem Ravoy, there was this Kerem Ravoy. So there's fourth year produce. Haya loy, the Rebbe Eleza. So Rebbe Eleza, he had them. He had a vineyard. Yeah, but Mizrach Lud, it was on the east of Lud, so it's in between Lud and Yerushalayim. So we would have to schlep them. But Tzad Kfar Tevi was by the side. Tzad of Kfar Tevi, that's a little village of Tevi. Yeah, a big case, and he wanted, because it was a hassle for him to schlep all these grapes up, so he wanted to lahafkiro le'anim. He wanted to make it hefka, and let the neem come, you do it yourselves. You can come and take the grapes, and you can schlep it up to Yerushalayim. So his Talmidim said to him, I'm going to Talmidov, Rebbe, kavon nimnu alecha. They've already made a halachic vote upon it, all right, chaverecha, and they have permitted it. They've permitted this. You don't mean meaning you're allowed to actually put go back to the old way of doing it, and you can put the you can take the kedusha and put it on money. So man chaverecha, who's chaverecha? So we know this is a bit of an issue. Who chaverecha is? But Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. It's Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. That's his friend. He already permitted it. Oh, so now focusing in what we want over here. Time the nimnu. The reason that it's permissible is there was a halachic vote to permit it. Halo nimnu. But if they wouldn't have done a halachic vote to permit it, lo, it would still be osa. And even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, because what's the whole reason? It's all to beautify Yushalayim with Peros, right? But now over here, it's taken over by the Akum. So what, you want to beautify the Yushalayim for the Akum? No, obviously not, says Rashi. So the reason doesn't apply, but nevertheless, we still need a halachic vote to make it permissible.
Nimnu means what,
Asar? Halachic vote. No, Nimnu literally means they made a count. They counted, you know what I mean? They made a vote.
How does that show that that was...
Yeah, but no. But here is more focusing. We're focusing on that there has to be a. Here we're focusing on not that you need an equal. There are many halachas in this. Yeah, one halacha is that it needs to be as great. The basin has to be as great. But over here, we're focusing on the point is that the reason doesn't apply anymore. It should be naturally mutter. Why would you?
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. Exactly. That's our focus now. Now, so. Okay, so now that was Rav Yosef's proof, and now we're going to speak it out, right? The first two ones need a bit more speaking out. So my va'oimer. So let's look at Rashi over here. When we said va'oimer, a lot of the times we have this in Brises when it says va'oimer. So look at Rashi over here. My va'oimer says kloima keitzad onu lemedim min mikra harishon. How do we learn from the first pasuk? Yeah, v'lama nemru shneim. And why do you have to bring a second one? Meaning, what we're trying to learn from the first one, and why do you need another one? Like, okay, what's the problem with the first, basically? We're going to see that. Now, so Hachikama, back into the Gemara. Michti, Kasiv, it says, yeah, Heyu Nechoinim L'Shalosh Yomim. You should be, right, I'm going to give the Torah, says Hashem, in 3 days. Yeah, Al Tikshu El Isha. Right, don't be with your wives. Right, meaning you've got to be Tahor. Okay, so therefore... Let's think about this. After the Torah is given, could you be with your wives? Yes, right? Because the only reason you can't be with your wives is for the sake of the Torah. But nevertheless, we've got this pasuk that says, right, after the Torah is given, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich emor lahem, go and say to them, Shuvu, you should go back, lachem, you guys, lo'olechem, to your tents, and your tents is your wives. So basically saying, you know, you can be with your wives again, so why do you need that? So Lamali, why do you, right? Shma mina, so you hear from this, kol dover shuba minyan, anything that was done with a minyan, or, you know, right? Tzurich minyan achar latiro, you need a minyan achar latiro. This happens to be that Hashem said it, so Hashem, like, said you can't do it, now Hashem says you can do it, but you need, okay. So, v'chi teima, so now, why do you need the v'oima? What's the problem with this? V'chi teima le mitzvahs oinahu. Maybe Hashem's, no, you're allowed to be with your wives. Go be with your wives. Okay, huda osa. That's what it's coming to. So that's not a good proof. So tashma, another proof from Har Sinai as well. Bimshoy chayovel and the blowing of the yovel. Yeah, hema ya'alu bahar. They may go up the mountain. So let's see this as well. Michti chasi. It says, yeah, right. So this is the prohibition. Gam hatsoin, also the sheep ubaka and the cattle. Al yiru'u, they can't pasture of. Or whatever, eat food, graze, thank you. El Mullah Harahu, right? By that mountain over there on Sinai. Basically, you know, Shem's giving the Torah over there. Don't take your cattle up there to graze on the. But that actually is actually funny. Rashi says over here, there's a quick bit of a funny Gerson Rashi over here, how you learn it. But the Shekhinah, actually, after from when the Torah was given, stayed on Har Sinai. It didn't just like, you know, after Shem, you know, they got the Debros or whatever, the Shekhinah went back up. It stayed there continuously. Either until the Mishkan was built on the first of Nisan, and then basically the Shekhinah went from the mountain into the Mishkan, or some people say in Rashi that it was Masupak. It could be the Shekhinah was there until they left Har Sinai and they went on the journeys, and then only then you could go up the mountain. Because before that, right, that this is what we're saying basically, once the Shekhinah has left the mountain, either on the 1st of Nisan, or which is going to be the 20th of Iyar, then you can start, you know, using, doing mundane things on the mountain again.
That's true, that's when you need
Mim Shoichu. What's that? That's what he said, that's what he's saying. Yes, that's what you need.
Well, you just said you can't go up the mountain
because
the
Shekhinah
is still there.
No, this is again. Let's start again. Tashma, let's read again. B'mshoicha yovel heimi yalu. Once they blow the shofar to indicate, yeah, let's make it this. Let's make it easier. Let's blow the yovel to say that they're traveling and about to leave. So now, once we're leaving Har Sinai, so now the animals can go up, right? But why do you need that? Michtich see, it says, Gamma tzon v'habakar, you see from this passage, right? Also the tzon and the bakar, al yiru al mula harahu, right? They can't, right, graze on the mountain. So now you got to look at Rashi over here. And if you look at Michtich Ksiv, yeah, you see Rashi Michtich Ksiv? Yeah? Beluchos achroinos, you have ish lo ya'ala imcha, yeah, Misefer de Kra Yolef, this is the passage that we just wrote, right? It says, El Mul Aharahu, that's the quote of the passage, yeah? And basically, across from that mountain, Kol Zman Shuba Havios Kedushosoi, only when it's in the presence of, when it has, it's the Kedusha on it, i.e., the Shekhinah is there, Shekhinah Olov is also. Aval Nistalkel Shekhinah, if the Shekhinah leaves, right? Mutter. Right? Shemina Mimela, we would know. So, since the Shekhinah's left, but, right? Bye bye, right? Yeah. So, why do you need this Heter? Okay. So, Bim Shoicha Yovel. No, but it's permitting you. Okay, fine, that's a good point. You say maybe it's just telling the Shekhinah's left. Okay, but that's not how your viewers are understanding it.
I think the assumption
is that they would know. Yeah. Yes. You can feel it.
It's
good. Okay, so b'shoichayol yavali shma mina dovah shabiminyan tzorich minyan acher lahatziro. So we proved it now from the Torah. Now v'chi teima, so now this is the third bit, and we're going to finish with this. V'chi teima hani mili b'deraisa, if you want to say that's only with the deraisa, meaning Hashem, when Hashem said, but what the rabbanon say aval, but the rabbanon lo, maybe not. So tashma kerem avoy. Right, the Karim Ravai. That was a Tikkun of the Rabbanon. Yeah, but how Karim Ravai the Rabbanon? I mean, it was a Tikkun that you should beautify Yerushalayim. But Ka'omri lay Kavon Nimnu Alech Chavarecha. They made a halachic vote in order to permit it. Yeah, Viti Ruu. Oh, V'chi Teima. Now this is funny. This is Rav Yosef speaking. V'chi Teima. You want to tell me Beitz Nami Imnu Allah? If you want to tell me that the Beitzer also, they made a halachic vote and they permitted it, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, Vishirua, and they permitted it. It's not true. Ki imnu, when they made the halachic vote, was specifically at Eidos, was on the Eidos, right? That means you can accept the Eidim. However, Beitzer, lo imnu, they never allowed it. And now this is Yosef's question, I think, that was bothering you. Right, Amalei Abaye, Atu Beitzer, Beminion, Mihavi. Says, what is it about what? They got together, the chomim, and started to, like, passing on the egg. You know, where were we focused about eggs over here? You know, but the Sanhedrin over there, you know, we're going to have to ask for that egg. No, it was, right? Beitza be'edus tell you milsa. No, the egg is from the chicken, I mean, from the edus, yeah, over here. It's born out of this, yeah? So, tell you milsa. So, it's our edus. If it's prohibited to accept the edus, the mamela is going to be it's our beitza. Right, but if it's ishtari edus, if you're going to permit the edus, therefore you can accept it. So the mamela, yeah, ishtari beitza.